The following content is provided under a Creative Commons license. Your support will help MIT OpenCourseWare continue to offer high-quality educational resources for free. To make a donation or view additional materials from hundreds of MIT courses, visit MIT OpenCourseWare at ocw.mit.edu.
Some content in this audio lecture is not covered under our Creative Commons license. Please listen to the end credits for more information.
Okay. Alright, so today's reading was the MDA paper by Robin Hodike, Robin Zubek, and Mark LeBlanc. And it's pretty. I hope you found it pretty light reading, because it was intended to be pretty light. And the whole point of it was that we will be getting through this pretty quickly today, so that you have time to sit with your teams, talk about your project, work on it a little bit, all the prototyping materials in front. I'm going to be putting the boxes on the tables. Are you more or less seated on your teams right now? More or less? Okay. Is every team represented? Let's see. You are the building team. You guys are the... Which? The different building team. Right, the Lego building team. Okay. Which team is that? The what? The hidden information team.
Thievery.
The thievery, stealing stuff, and...
The path building.
Oh, and the path building. Okay, all right. So, all right, cool. All five are here. Great. Well, hopefully you'll be able to make a little bit of progress on your teams, on your projects. So, who managed to play a little bit more of the games? Whether it was the prototype that you played on Wednesday, or whether it was something else that you developed along the way, who managed to actually get some playing done? Okay, a few people. Who did you play it with?
So we just went back to the drawing board and redid new games.
Okay.
Exploring. So we just played amongst ourselves.
Among yourselves, okay. And who did you play with?
Just different people in the room.
Okay. Dorm mates, basically, right? Okay. Anyone else? Anyone else do? Yep.
I mean, we went through a couple more iterations.
Just within your team?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. What did you... Did you play an iteration that you didn't develop yourself? Did anyone... I mean, it's like, if you played within your team, obviously, you know, you... Okay, so if you played a version that you hadn't developed yourself, or if you played it with other people who weren't developing the game with you, how do you... What were some of the things that you felt... That you felt about the game, or what did people say about your game once the game was done? What did people seem to like or not like about it? What were some of the gut things that you were saying?
It didn't end.
It didn't end. Okay. All right. What else? I mean, it could have been negative feedback. It could have been, wow, this is terrible because blah. What was the blah? Or it could have been, wow, that was kind of cool because of blah. Nothing? No one gave you any feedback? They just kind of sat there, impassively. Why are you making us play this? Okay, well, I was hoping that was a segue into a little talk about aesthetics, actually. Maybe what I'll do then is I'm going to make you play a game, a short game, the game that you were seeing earlier. Who's played it before?
The game on the screen.
Yeah, Oasis. Also known as Defense of the Oasis,
of the Oasis.
Which is easily confused with Dota, but it's not Dota. Alright, if somebody would like to volunteer to play through an early, easy level, wow, that's a lot of fun. You know what? You all get a chance to play through one round, because each round is pretty fast. So we'll start with you, and then we'll go on, okay? And then everybody else pay attention, because I guess he's pretty much playing the tutorial level.
Okay.
So it's this was originally designed for the PC. It was actually one of the... It came out roughly... You can just go ahead and play. It came out roughly about the same time as... Casual games, downloadable casual games, started picking up on the market. This was, I don't think this was ever sold as a box product, or if it was, that really wasn't the point of its business model. So you click around.
Well, this is a brilliant way to figure it out. Now what? That happened.
Sweet.
Let's keep walking.
151.
Already searched. Hello. Tap it again. Already searched. You should do something clever.
So notice your turrets are going down.
Yeah.
Water. They like music, don't they? Okay.
Big shiny thing.
How do we increase population? Yay. Throw that
sound. Look, notice that this guy is down there. So this actually turns out not to be the tutorial level, this just turns out to be the first level.
It's the way most people play. Why need it?
That's true. People don't like playing tutorials, it's true.
So are you supposed to find these four technologies? The barbarians are here? Why are they? No, they're not.
You have 22 turns to about two barbarian hordes arriving.
So basically, movements is turns, and I'm just walking.
Yep.
Hello, people.
If you walk to an area you already discovered, that's a current turn.
Let's go over here. Oh, I did something clever.
Okay.
I don't know what I did.
Just when you start.
Oh, your turn. I don't know what to do. I'll just walk here and watch things go bad.
Barbarians are coming. Tap to a city to move troops there.
Move here. Yay, 94 people. Can I move other people?
Try.
No more troops. No more troops. No more troops. We all gonna die. 392.
Oh snap.
So I thought this was supposed to be me learning how to play.
yeah, learning. Feel the learning.
I'm tapping on technology, I'm tapping catapults, I'm tapping spears. Giving it all my love and it's not doing anything. I think I won.
Come on, Matthew, you got this.
Kill that.
Boom!
What did they do?
Oh, snap.
What?
Saw it.
What?
You win!
Okay, so you did in fact complete the level, but you're probably fairly befuddled about what happened here. How do you feel about at the end of that level, right now?
Like I'm good at touching squares, but that doesn't mean much. Like all I knew was if I found cities, I'd tap them again and I could search.
Okay.
That's about all I found.
Okay, that's what you figured out about the rules.
Yeah.
But how do you personally feel about this game right now? I mean, granted, you only played one level, and clearly the game goes on.
I feel like it's somewhat impossible to control the ending situation because I have no way of determining or upgrading my population.
Okay, alright. So it feels like things are out of your control right now.
Yeah, or like I have no influence, and so I'm just one dude exploring the map.
Okay, so lack of influence.
Yeah.
Just compared to lack of influence, or possibly lack of control, something like that. Alright, so the next person. We're going from right and left, so you're up next. You're gonna play level 2, taking in everything that you've seen so far.
Oh crap.
That's
basically
what
you saw, you can tap on
them.
The purple areas that are in the
purple area to explore it,
so if I tap that, okay.
Yeah. Anyone has any ideas about what he should be doing, go ahead and say so. He doesn't have to play this on his own.
To the question mark?
I'm doing this. I want to discover every square.
Just go to the question
mark. How do you know double tap cities?
Go to
oh, double tap cities?
Yeah, so tap them again, you'll search them. Ta-da!
Oh, you got
go
was that good?
Axe?
Yeah. That's probably good. I don't know what the axe does.
Find
them.
Go to the question
mark. Where are you?
He'll get there.
Should I go straight to the question mark?
Yeah, that's right.
Try it.
Yes.
No, it's
but then I'm going to cut off myself and waste turns.
No, because every movement is one turn no matter how far apart it is.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah.
So if you
can't do it in one turn straight. You have to go one purple square at a time.
Yeah, but I'm saying I want to discover all the squares without going
twice.
It,
you're
going
to waste one turn per square you discover anyway, so
yeah,
it doesn't matter what order you
discover.
You don't use a turn if you're not discovering.
Oh, look at that. Discover right beneath it. That mountain does something. I don't know what it does, but it gives you 10 people.
Okay, what do people think that does when he put 20 people? When he clicked on the mine, what do you think happened?
He took the miners in and they discovered the technologies.
Okay. Go right ahead. Do whatever you...
You can put it on a lot of people.
I don't know if it's good or bad. I waste turns.
Not that many.
Well, clearly it's valuable.
What else do you need people for at this stage?
Yeah, keep running around.
Well, yeah.
See, look, it's now still one turn.
Wait, do I lose followers if I do that?
Yeah.
You're like investing
like
on or something.
Yeah, I do. Ooh, but I got something. I got archery. I like archery.
Clearly because you put enough people. Bows increase your chance of inflicting damage on the barbarians. Good. Keep doing that stuff.
I wonder, it looks like there's...
Ooh, I'm huge.
I know. Hey, double tap the city. Always submit the city again. Ta-da! Look at that. I don't know what that means, but you found another technology.
It looks like...
A chance
of I have no idea what to think. Oh, helmets!
It's like improved defense.
Oh, another city. Greetings. At least two cities survive, I will join your cause. That means this is supposed to be a campaign game and last over long periods of time.
What's that thing right there?
I don't know.
What thing?
Oh, the tent-looking thing?
Tent.
Yeah, you can't double click it, so you just waste
over there?
Two turns.
Damn it.
No, oh, good, another
yeah.
city.
The bottom up is probably the area.
How do you add
water
people?
Or something in your staff?
Damn it, I should have searched more.
It's everyone else's fault, not yours.
Oh, look, that thing, I know you can add people to it.
Ooh,
you got
catapult.
More technology than I did. Very nice.
Barbaric.
Put your troops in the city. Put your troops in the city. Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's all right,
wrong
order.
Oh,
you're
bugging them all. Is that the path that they're going to take?
Two might survive.
Because he's defending his second last city, and he just needs two to survive.
He's got a lot of troops.
30 are going to die.
Oh.
They survive some fatal blows.
Helmets are falling off.
Alright, here we go.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Go,
yes.
Go, go, go,
yes.
Go, go.
Oh, what?
Boo.
So how do you feel about that?
I feel awesome, but I have no idea what happens.
Okay.
The greater the number of cities that are connected together by roads, the faster they all grow. That dude built roads and we don't know how.
Maybe
did he actually?
Yeah, he had roads before.
Did he?
Yeah, you saw it light up and connect. All those things were basically roads. You have the dudes moving along it. His population increased in size. Our population has yet to increase in size.
I think you mean before class started.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
15, dude.
Yeah. Okay. So you feel awesome, but you're still not sure what.
Still don't know what's going on. I do know that exploring is very good.
Okay. So
figured that one out.
So that's some sort of like exploring.
Got no points though. What's that about?
It's good or something.
I got 0 points. Nice.
Level
okay.
Score zero. Score
zero. Okay.
I mean, I got
still.
0 too. My thing was so negative.
That's still a lot of confusion going on. Okay, all right. Next.
But
happy.
It's happy
confusion.
Level score is zero.
No, it says
Alex
not found. No points.
Teamwork.
Oh,
yeah.
Find
the oasis.
All right, figure out how to build roads.
The
water
staff or something.
Sorry.
Didn't it come out of
yeah, we don't know how.
Oh yeah.
Followers. Oh what?
Okay.
Plus 20 starting villagers.
That's huge.
Damn, Mother 7B is the bomb.
Hey, perfect. Click it again. Always double tap a city. That did nothing. Mines?
Get that tech.
Maybe do it again.
Yeah,
Karen.
What are those two temple mounts? Do you want to check that out?
Temple mounts. Oh.
Guys, so I think I figured out the mines. At the bottom, that's like...
It's how
you're
fast
digging
you go
to
your
tech. Oh
yeah.
Oh, so you want to increase mines.
So
you
put
more
faster,
people in mines.
Is it like a multiplier?
Yeah. If you have 20 people, it'll go like twice
twice as fast.
Oh, I guess that's how it works.
Okay.
Do you know about
Do you want to finish, like, get the
so the orcs, I don't know. I just know
if you
want to
find the oasis, then the...
Did you search your city, by the way? Oh, you're building a road? How'd you do that?
How do you build a road?
You just click on
you
the
need
tile.
Followers.
Oh, you need followers. It costs you followers to do so.
Oh, okay. Get more followers and build roads later.
What do followers do?
Can you...
You also put them inside the mines, so clearly you have multiple options that you can do with your followers. Did you ever search your upper city, where you have 46 people now and the population is increasing?
So, wait, points.
On the first level, finding the whole river... what am I saying? The whole lake.
Yeah,
the whole
lake
gave you a letter O.
So...
Finish the lake.
Hey, look at that. Now we gotta do it every level.
It's like pinball.
And there's the opposite.
Yeah, go to the other question mark.
Oh,
yeah, more
here.
Cities. By the way, that looks like a pathway through. Oh, perfect. You have a new mine, you have a new population. You have now a road going downward.
Helmets!
Yeah, helmets.
Don't forget to put men into that mine. You have 20 turns.
There's a mine by the 51 city.
Increase. Alright, you just made it. Nice. Did you search that
search
city?
City.
Alright, you have two followers in the mine. That probably won't do too much. You've yet to find. Oh, good. You found one of the upper symbols. Because clearly those upper symbols are very
useful.
Yeah, we don't know
another
what
city I'm looking for. It's
either in the bottom right or the top left, and you only have 11 turns, so you can probably pick one of them.
Bottom right.
I think it's up here.
He's going top right.
These are farmlands.
No.
Wait, no. Keep looking. You might as well.
I can check in the bottom right still.
Alright, if you want to do it.
Right.
Bam! Brilliant. Don't forget
nice.
To search it again. Hit it again.
Wait, there's one more city actually.
Do you have enough followers there?
Keep walking.
Here it is.
Oh, told you
wow.
to stop. All three! Now can you connect roads in time? You have two turns, probably
no.
not.
No.
Wait, how do you know
how about for the last two turns, put your followers into
just
line,
just
so you can get the last technology.
On an empty tile?
It's,
there it's five
I,
followers.
I don't think I'll have enough to do that time to do that.
Okay, but you didn't get the last technology.
The barbarians are coming.
Are the cities
your
people
somewhere.
On them stronger? Are the cities attacking them stronger?
I don't know. Put troops on one of them
yeah.
to find
yeah.
out.
So,
there you go.
So
where
are
all your troops in one of them.
Beautiful.
You made
everyone.
It. You
keep
got
putting
it.
Everyone in the city.
Yeah.
Oh, you totally got it. Yay.
Oh
god, that's the first list.
Good. Save as many cities as possible. You need more technology, dude. You got it before you had also the catapults and the thing after it. Whatever.
Now just the catapults.
No, actually, you should say the other
thing. Oh,
but I think
so
I'm
well.
Using
well.
It. Yeah, I
think
I'm
using every
so
single
well.
City.
Yay!
Boom. How do you feel about that?
I feel like I won the level.
You feel like that? So that's like how? Like.
He built roads.
I saved all the cities.
Okay, so you feel like you saved everything.
Yes.
Salvation. Well, was there a fourth volunteer? I thought
yeah.
I saw four hands. You wanna try it one more time?
Now that we know,
I don't
think
I
could
beat that,
though.
That was, like,
perfect. Get all the technology. Put everyone on the line. Finish the oasis. S. Did we search the, city by the eye?
Yes.
Okay. I don't think dumbing people in mines is essential. I think you need them to build roads.
Is it valuable to build roads in between mines and cities? Anyone know?
I don't think you can.
Okay. So is
probably
that,
not.
Oh, you can go through that pass, so try.
I see the art that he's walking on.
Yeah, there
you
go.
He gets more followers because there's, like, huts running.
Don't forget to search the city.
See, like, you got five followers.
Woo! Look at that! Very nice. Now your population can increase. You probably want to get to your cities first and do the oasis last.
That's like a desert-y.
Oh, keep going up. There might be something there.
Ta-da!
Alright. Did you search the city, by the way?
But if you're going to put all your troops on the bottom, what do you need to connect it?
caducities are not triggered, but your technology needs to follow.
You're just jumping all over the place.
Barbarians and tenterns. Come on, technology, too quick.
See, he's getting like two followers uncovered down there. But when he was uncovering,
that's
worth it. Yeah. He's twice as many followers per turn.
Oh, snap. Upgrade one of your cities.
Oh, you discovered all the cities there.
Pick a city.
Choose the upper right or bottom left. Just upper right or upper left.
We're in the
220 units. That's very nice. Nice. You got at least three technology. No one's ever mentioned that this technology. Ooh, wrong direction. Oh, last city.
Whoops.
Oh.
Oh.
We have faith in you.
We should still.
Hey, you still have points?
Yeah.
Cool.
Thanks. Well, I think it's showing you how the points are added.
Oh, did I get a non-zero score?
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
So how was that road?
It was fun. I wish that I could see. I think there was a way to see which city they would attack first, but I didn't know what it was.
Okay.
I forgot. And also, like, I feel like it's sort of pointless that you have to click on a city again to explore it. So, like, I always want to explore it, as far as I can tell.
Okay. All right. So, you feel that there are some redundancy going on.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Pretty fun.
All right. Cool. Thank you very much. So, these are kinds of the things that, as players, you know, the sensations that you get. Right. You know, you get kind of like the joy of exploring. You know, finding out new things, pushing back the fog. At the beginning of learning a game, you know, there's confusion, there's befuddlement, you don't actually know how your actions are, you know, changing things. But if you play a lot of games, you're usually sort of primed to sort of accept a little bit of that, and sometimes it's balanced well enough that it sort of intrigues you rather than, you know, puts you off. But sometimes it just puts you off. Someone said that it felt good to save people, you know. You described it as feeling kind of fun, and in the paper there are some different ways how we can sort of describe fun. You know, the it's just eight different types, but even in the paper it states it isn't meant to be a comprehensive list. It isn't meant to be a list that's just exhausting every single kind of fun out there. It's just there to show that there are a lot of different kinds of fun when you play a game, like exploring things, or, you know, inhabiting a role, or overcoming a challenge, or just, you know, passing time in a way that alleviates boredom. Sorry, I have a bit of a cold, so my speech is a little bit stunted today. There are a number of game mechanics in here that generate some of these sensations. I'm going to put aside stuff about confusion and lack of influence right now, because some of that's addressed in the tutorial. It's like if you went through the tutorial and explained to you what all the actions were, you probably wouldn't feel quite so confused about what you could do. However, I think it's reasonable to sort of address the lack of control that you might feel even after knowing what you could do, right? So let's talk about, these are the things that the paper will describe as aesthetics, the thing that the player feels. Whether the paper describes them as desirable experiences, that's not necessarily always the case. It's not always desirable. I mean, I'm pretty sure confusion was not a desire. Was not a desired experience that the designer of this game wanted you to have. By the way, one of the designers of that game is actually also one of the writers of this paper, which is why we're playing this game in particular. So if these are aesthetics, let's talk about some of the mechanics of the game. Actually, can you shut off the screen and bring it up?
Yeah.
Thanks. So let's talk about some of the mechanics in this game. Well, someone describe it. Describe.
Miss.
Okay, so turn based. The game waits for you until you make a decision. It's not real time. Is it not real time?
It waits.
Huh?
It waits.
It waits.
Except for Rune the Barbarian, right? Don't you have like 10 seconds or something to
organize
all your
troops? Except for that.
Yeah,
well,
so
the countdown doesn't start too quickly for your troops, actually. The 10 seconds is actually, I noticed the miners still move and collect more. So
they do that over the course of the 10 seconds.
Yep, but like the countdown doesn't start until you send your troops.
Okay, alright. So it's turn-based until you've made your final move, right? And then that's 10 seconds where it counts down, and you see things continue to happen. Okay, all right.
There's combat
as a mechanic. That's some sort of AI combat, right? You don't actually directly tell your troops to attack. You just place them ahead of time. And then they just wail at each other using some sort of algorithm, some sort of computational input on how the numbers, how that attrition works. What else is in the game?
Exploration.
The exploration?
Right.
So, go ahead.
Like that's how you like find where the cities are, how you like sort of like prepare for the attack.
Okay, so how do you find cities? How do you find cities?
You just have
game?
To walk on top of it.
Okay, so you click on the purple squares,
right?
And then that shows you what's underneath the purple square, basically the fog. So that's they've got a sort of, it's not fog of war exactly, but you know they've got a sort of unexplored fog, right? Which you tap to disappear. Is that the only clue about how to find a city?
It's a question mark.
Sometimes you get the question, the hint, right? That there's something there.
There's like lush terrain around cities usually.
Yeah, farms actually. Don't. It's hard to tell on the screen, but on the iPad, the farms are all next to cities. So if you step on something green, you realize, wait a minute, there's a city somewhere nearby. It's kind of Minesweeper-esque in that sense. What else?
Same with the oasis.
What was that?
Oasis.
Okay, so what about the oasis?
You're also looking for it, and as soon as you hit one of the squares of the oasis, you can more or less like figure out where the other ones are.
Okay, because?
Because it seems to always be in the same 3x4 rectangle.
Yeah. So the oasis.
Well, the terrain shows you, right? Like you see like a corner of the river, then you know to explore this way and then that way, right?
Yeah. Well, the oasis is always a rectangle of some
right.
sort.
Right.
So you find a corner. Yeah. You know that if you follow those things, then
you can
see the
edge as well. Like you know
right.
that like it's grass on this side, water on this side. So explore this side.
Right. So if the grid was like that, you know, the moment you find one corner, you know which way to explore after the river. So the oasis gives you clues. The tiles of the oasis alone give you clues in the same way that the farms give you clues about the cities.
It's on the hill. Yeah. One of the mechanics is resource allocation.
Okay.
Because we were trying to decide whether or not we should do technology or build roads or allocate them into the cities to defend or whatever.
How do you allocate resources in this game?
You just tap it, I guess.
You just tap it, and what happens when you tap?
Certain actions that influence the gameplay, aka you invest followers in the mines, so then more resources and then technology progresses more quickly.
So you have a limited number of followers, and tapping assigns them to spend them, basically,
yeah.
to get to for some sort of task. So limited followers. I should have started further to the left. Tapping assigns. Assigns the followers. Okay. Other ones?
There's the scoring at the end.
Scoring at the end?
Which is a summary in some sense. Okay.
It seems to be different enough from what actually, like, when you end a level, you get a feeling of, like, did you do well or did you do not well, and then, like, didn't always correspond with the score. Like,
right, the score isn't necessary. So the score is, the score has is kind of different from what you, from what the game's immediately giving you feedback on. The score is kind of like a completely different kind of feedback.
I actually disagree that the score was like that. So I was very confused when, like, we won the first level because everyone died. But we got a score of 0, which kind of made sense there. And then, like, when I went, a bunch of people died, but I still passed level. And, like, that made sense because I had 2 cities left. And I still got a score of 0 because I lost tons of people. Then, when we made it so we didn't lose a single city, we got, like, a score of 1,000 or something. Except we didn't lose a single city and we had a lot of people.
So
I thought the score made sense. Maybe the level progression didn't at first.
Nathan lost some cities and still got a score of, like, 1,000 or so.
Yeah, and he lost less than he had it.
But you lost, you didn't get any points because you didn't discover the Oasis.
I also didn't discover the Oasis.
Yeah.
There you go. See, the score makes sense.
Also, yeah. I was going to say, he said that the score is possibly cumulative over all phases done. And the score for the foreground looked to be equivalent to the third to me, 1,530, if I remember correctly.
No, but the total score is at 3,000.
Yeah.
The total score is at the game score and level score.
Okay, then that's good.
Thank you. Understand.
There was another mechanic. We didn't really get to discover it, but it was the, like, glowing O, A, S, I, S.
Right. Clearly leading to something we haven't figured out yet. What does this do? Okay.
There was that special follower that we got that kind of, like, buffed us.
Okay. Yeah. The I think they call them experts or advisors or something. Like that.
Right.
And what was the advance? The advantage gave us extra followers per turn.
Plus 20 for the beginning of the game.
Yeah, so she started it with 4. Alright, yep.
There's eclipse then. Every level that we like, so let's say we were getting a glyph.
Okay.
We have 2 of them along the side. It's like sort of the same, along the same lines as the Oasis thing. It's unclear what they did.
Okay.
Well, it said that in one of the blurs, you get all 12 glyphs, you win the game.
Okay, so that's some sort of glyphs equals win. Win?
Like,
you know? Exactly how do you win this game, right?
Yeah, there were also like these little blue orbs that got transported into the artwork.
Right.
And I have no idea what that does.
Okay, so when did those blue orbs appear? Did anyone notice?
When you were uncovering the tiles, I want to say.
Well, when you searched, if you didn't get one of those technologies on top, you usually got a blue orb to go up. Otherwise, I do not know when you got blue orbs. He got a lot of blue orbs.
The Oasis.
When you pick up the Oasis, when you walk over the Oasis, you get blue orbs. So the Oasis also gives you blue. Which makes sense. It's like the bluest thing on the screen, and then when you click on it, blue things move. So there's some sort of like color coordination thing.
Barbarians
so,
steal.
Huh?
Barbarians steal your blue.
I know where this meme is going.
Oh, I was thinking that the blue is. And like,
no,
the,
I mean
the last line of the.
Oh yes, blue.
So
okay.
The one time they got to the Oasis, something happened when everyone, all the blue went to the barbarians. Looked like it was like a last line of defense.
Yeah, no,
so
literally the barbarians steal your blue.
Yeah.
Okay. So either the barbarians are taking away your blue, or you're using your blue to smite the barbarians. Either way, you end up with no barbarians and less blue. Right. It's this. Excuse me.
So, do you think like if that happened, we got down to 0 blue, we would like lose the game?